sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful.
I'm too busy fucking dancing over here to even bring to even start this goddamn episode.
Dude, you can let that funk simmer all day long, but
oh,
I'm really glad to be
Lord.
Here.
Funk. Ty, baby, how you doing?
Oh, doing good, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people that listen to music and who love music, welcome to the Earful.
We are happy to host you.
Happy to have you in our wonderful music abode for this episode of The Earful. Which, what are we calling it, Ty? This is the Big 20.
Big 20, baby. It's got to be 20 Earfuls Under the Funk.
20 Earfuls Under the Funk. With the moniker Funk in the title, it can only mean that this particular Earful is going to be funk-centric. And Ty and I are pretty funky people. Ty's actually probably the funkiest person I know.
I take that, I got my cape, like James Brown cape right now. I'm just kind of doing my cape across the street, across stage while the horn section's blasting. Yeah, yeah.
Ty's high on PCP. He's ready to give us a James Brown style interview on this funky 20, man. And for those of you who've never listened to The Earful, we are a music countdown show curated by myself, Tom, and the wonderful Ty from Ono Radio Show. And we try to do this once a week. It's 12 delicious tracks of tons of random shit. You tuned into the right episode, because if you like funk, it's all about the funk on this episode. But each episode basically moves in and out of tastes and feels and themes. And there's 19 of those bad boys to listen to, so you should go to onoearful.com and listen to all those motherfuckers.
All of them. Just go through it. You'll like it. I can almost guarantee it.
Ty, how have you been, brother?
Oh, life's good, man. I'm, you know, it's still like kind of slow summertime over here.
Summertime.
So.
Yeah, man. It's
finding ways to keep myself busy.
Yeah, man. It's cool. Well, hey, at least you have putting together musical tracks for The Earful. That's a favorite pastime. Ty and I are always sharing music. We provide a lot of the music on the Ono Radio Show, which is Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. And you can see that on, I didn't see that, sorry, no video. It's all listening at mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. I am no longer really on the show as a regular, but Ty is always there, man in his seat at the table.
Don't play yourself short, man. You're in the fam. You're
totally
like,
in the fam, dude. You know that shit.
Extradited out of the fam. You're always in the fam.
I'm always in the fam, baby. It is. It's
beat you out.
It's like our skulls, man. It's like I'm always part of the skulls. Always part of the Ono Radio Show. Ty, I was super excited checking out your list and your contribution of six tracks to this Earful. And
I hope it lives up to my
Ty
funk.
You are my funk brethren, man. I gotta be honest, man. It's like Ty has
you
always thrown
brother,
me. You've tossed me.
The
you've
funk, man.
Tossed me the good
you've
funk.
You've always been there. Me and you really are musical brothers, and this show is proof of it.
And 20 damn episodes. I'm so proud of us, Ty. I mean, we even did this after I moved out of Orlando. We're doing this like all technologically and shit, and we're sending it to you every week. And please keep listening. We have a Spotify channel for Ono Radio Show, which literally has all of our episodes on it. And if you just kind of dig a kind of a variety of new music every week, that's what we're trying to do. And so far, we've met it with a pretty good response. And why not put a little icing on this this wonderful cake with some funky shit.
Funk.
All right, Ty, you do the honors. Starter up, Ty. Who is this?
Ooh, yeah. This here's Soul Scratch. And the song is Odessa Heat off Push 'em Fire, a brand new album this year.
Let's let them push some heat. Sweet, delicious horns, Ty. This is great, Ty. Never heard of Soul Scratch.
The description that you found. Soul Scratch is a hard-hitting groove machine built in LA's San Fernando Valley on a mission to save the world from mediocrity. In short, this is not your mother's soul band.
This is not your mother's soul band. Get on this Soul Scratch.
It's a great album.
It's great, dude. Is the album just all this funky stuff?
It's glorious. It rides the funk wave.
What a way to kick off this earful.
Yeah!
Get it!
Shit!
God damn, son.
All right,
I'm
G-man.
A sucker for a goddamn drum solo, too. God damn it. Well, we can't play the whole track for you. So go get on that. Get on that Soul Scratch. And while you're at it, get on the Bees. This is the Russian off of Free the Bees, a 2004 album. Okay, funny thing about the Bees is the Bees are a weird band. They're from England, okay? So, Ty, you've heard of the Bees, right?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. Jamming.
And this is a little off for the Bees because the Bees tend to come across as an indie rock, psych rock kind of band, you know? They really have, but the explanation on in the description, colorful range of styles and influences. So this is a total testament to the Bees. They can go from being a very kind of rough indie rock band sound to this kind of, I don't know, funky Jamaican funk shit.
Yeah, man, definitely. It has a little of that Russian, Russian, a little of that Jamaican slash vibe. Like,
yeah, oh, for sure. It's got that stank to it. And we stank on. We stank on. Oh, baby.
I couldn't help but send you this one early.
Oh, Ty, this was great. Who is this?
This here is Jungle Fire, baby. The song is called La Cosa off Jambu, another 2017 album.
Afro-Latin funk!
Dude.
Oh, Lord.
Afro-Latin funk. Yeah, man. They lay it down all right. This totally suits the tie. You know, I love world music all the time, but it's funky as shit. How's your dance game, Tom?
Oh, Ty, you know me. I've been moving over here, dude. I mean, that's what Ty and I always... When Ty and I would do the show before, we would be sitting across from each other, and there would just be, like, literal 20-second moments of just air dancing.
Gotta do it.
I'm air dancing, Ty. And you should be air dancing, too. Oh. Super sweet, Ty. Well, so far, we are living up to the funk moniker here.
Keep it funky, baby.
As we move on. Little Connie Prince and the Ketones, International Hustler, off Tell Me Something, a 2008 album.
Might be classified as baby-making music.
It's just missing Isaac Hayes talking over it. Ugh. Yeah, man, Connie Prince and the Keystones. Basically, this is an instrumental track, but Connie Prince sings on a lot of their stuff. But helmed by guitarist, multi-instrumentalist Dan Ubik from Los Angeles. And it's just a slamming funk hip-hop soul album, man. And this is most of their stuff's up to par with this.
I can't wait to jam with that.
Love the name of this track. Oh, this is good time.
There's no shame in this funk right here.
This is some sick funk.
Band Kung Fu. The name of song, Primetime Rib.
Primetime Rib. Like, I would eat that. That sounds delicious. Ooh.
2016 album. Yeah, man. They draw on all sorts of influences. Headhunters, Weather Report, they got a little EDM informed sensibility, I like that.
It's really cool, man. Never heard of Kung Fu. Fan. You should be too. Woo!
Hate the album.
God damn. Horn diggity.
I gotta say, anything named Kung Fu, I gotta check you out. I hope you live up.
I gotta agree, man. You always, if something says Kung Fu, you gotta give that shit a go. Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh baby, this had to make it on there in some way, shape, or form. If you've never had the delight, this is Cro-Magnon. The track is Sparkling off of The Great Triangle, a 2007 album, and they are just ridiculous.
This is one of the first things that connected me and Tom musically, I think.
Yeah, dude, that's true.
It was really early in our music exchanging relationship, anyway.
That's so true. Well, here's to Cro-Magnon getting their freaking tip of the hat on 20.
Fuck yes, Cro-Magnon. That they aren't really around anymore, I don't think.
No, man, I think they're gone. They probably got lost in the Bermuda Triangle somewhere, honestly. But Cro-Magnon, the best part is they're basically a Japanese trio. So it's these little Japanese dudes that are fucking destroying this ridiculous funk music. And apparently, I didn't know this, but they're a three-piece band, and they are from a legendary Japanese hip-hop act called Loop Junction, which I don't know anything about, but these guys destroy this shit. Yeah, Ty, I do remember they had a couple of albums that were kind of just this kind of pace, you know what I mean? They kind of went heavy for a while.
Great Triangle was one of my favorites, though, of all of their music. That was pretty high on my list.
Yeah, I would say it was the crown jewel of Cro-Magnon. Ah, we are at the halfway point of our show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and what we'd like to tell all of our listeners here on The Earful is we are sharing this tunage with you guys.
Yeah.
We would really like you to give back. We would like you to go find these albums on whatever outlet you like to listen to music on, iTunes, Spotify, I don't know, even if you're like listening on the radio, I guess that kind of counts.
That's good. But yeah. And don't be afraid to go to, you know, said local record store or wherever you can purchase music, even Best Buy, it counts. Get a CD.
Hells yeah.
Go get one.
Yeah, go get one because it counts. And it's giving back to the artists so they can make some delicious tunes. And like we keep saying, there could be more earfuls. There's more cheers to those ears, as peeps.
Indeed. Tom, right. You know, tapes are kind of coming back. What's up with that?
What'd you say?
Tapes, man.
Tapes bro. Yeah, cassette tapes, man. Cassettes, bro. You know, we're all saying that now. Soon, you know, soon everybody's going to be getting, they're going to be digging up those old cassette players, those Sony boom boxes, man. Here we go with the second half of the Earful Tie with some Pimps of Joy Time.
Yeah, man. This is Reverend Soul, and they really do let the soul flow out of them. And this album is also a new album, 2017, called Third Wall Chronicles.
Oh, dude, Pimps of Joy Time. Joy Time, not Town. Joy Town. I'd love to go to Joy Town, but just hang with the Pimps of Joy Time, baby. Good Lord. God damn. Soulful and funky? Ooh. There it is. Ooh. Oh. Yeah. I will be listening to more of that, for sure. All right. Let's get on some The Grits. Next track up, I'd Walk a Funky Mile off Make a Sound, 2014 album. I love some Grits. The Grits play raw, rare, psychedelic funk, and they are from Brighton, England. What?
This is delicious.
You want some Grits now, don't you?
Yeah. I love you, Tom.
Love you, brother.
Got some Grits.
Oh. I had to throw the Thundercats on here.
Yeah. Yeah. This one goes deep in the vault, but I mean, you know, I love Thundercat, and he's one of the funkiest bass players ever.
Oh my lord, Thundercat is ridic.
But the song is called Oh Sheet. It's X off Apocalypse, a 2013 album, and yeah, man, Thundercat. If you don't know about Thundercat, you should.
You should, man. Steven Brunner. Multi-genre bass guitarist. Ooh.
This is our funk, you know, our funkisode. I love this track. I was happy to pick this track. But Thundercat does have a newer album called Drunk.
Oh, nice. I'm always down for what Thundercat's putting out, man. Because he pulls so well from his influences, man. Ugh.
Yeah. And he plays with a lot of people that are amazing. I think he did a lot of stuff for...
Oh, yeah, that guy. No, it's good, and you can dig back on some Thundercat, man. I mean, ever since he came on the scene, man, he's put out some consistently funky shit. And speaking of more funky shit, let's go to some old funky shit with this next track. We're going to go all the way back to 1979. This is Instant Funk, Scream and Shout off of Witch Doctor. Not to be confused with our Witch Doctor.
You can spell it.
The man has made it pretty clear. You're going to turn this fucking mother out. Instant Funk, they were basically around in the 1970s. They're also this weird blurred line of also being a disco band. But, yeah, they got it going on, man. It's one of those things where, like, you would find this LP at some thrift store, buy it, and be super freaking happy with it. That's, like, my favorite part about digging for vinyl is finding those little old crusty funk LPs, man. God damn, they're good. Got to blow off the dust, put it on, turn it on. All right, Ty. We are coming to the end of this funkified earful with 20,000 earfuls under the funk, our 20th episode. Ty, who's this?
Right here is the Funk Arc. Damn it. Wait, am I wrong? No, yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's a Funk Arc.
Zach is Man is a Monster off that titled album, Man is a Monster, 2014 album, man. Yeah, they're DC-based, Afrobeat. It's delicious.
It is, man. The Ark of the Covenant of Funk. The Funk Ark. It's also like kind of like psychedelic at the same time. I love it. It's so driving, building up. Oh, there she is. Good Lord. So, Ty, have you heard the album or just this track off of it?
No, I've listened to their like discography by now.
And all right,
Funk Ark is delicious. Everybody, I mean it.
Well, speaking like of delicious, funk, we are on funk. To our final delicious track here on this Funkified Earful. This is the Motet. If you haven't heard Motet, they're freaking awesome. This is 1-2-3 off the Motet, 2014 album. The Motet is an American funk, Afrobeat, and jazz influence based out of Denver, Colorado. What up, Mile High? Mile High Funk, dog.
Mile High Funk.
Colorado. Yeah, man, you've heard of the Motet, right?
Yeah, the Motet's amazing, man. I've been a fan for a long time.
Yeah, me too, man. It's one of those things. I saw them a very long time ago, once upon a time at a very early Bonnaroo. And I really fell in love with the Motet. But yeah, they put out consistently fun stuff, man. It's just, it is what it is. It's good modern funk. Afrobeat jazz.
I saw them one, too. Yeah, great show.
Time, my man. We did it. We rolled through 12 funky tracks on this episode of The Earful. I'm proud of us, son. What a way to roll in 20, dude.
Dude.
I'm so really proud of us, Ty.
I can't turn off these fucking goddamn messenger updates. What the fuck?
It's just people saying, we love you, Ty, and we love that you've done 20 motherfreaking Earfuls, dude.
Dude, I love you too, man. You know it. Music.
Music. It is. It's our music mother. The mothership of music that is The Earful. Yeah, I mean, and thanks for listening, everybody. I mean, I know we kind of always say that, and we're always like, thanking you guys and whatever, but we really do mean it. Like, you guys do make it possible. It makes us like continue to do this. It's fun to share music. That's kind of a culture we've always had in Ono Radio Show for a very, very long time, and we just kind of brought it to the forefront with this show, and I'm, like, so proud of this show. It's like watching your baby grow up. So proud.
So proud of our baby. We're almost there. We're technically...
We're moving, baby. And you're going to see a lot of changes with our show. We're very excited to keep trying some new stuff. We've even been talking about bringing on some special guests in this kind of, I guess, upcoming new season of The Earful, really. We're hitting 20, and we're going to do the next couple of 20 Earfuls in completely different, maybe. Who knows? But you're still going to get badass music, 12-track salute. You're going to get it all. And a bag of fucking chips. Ty, speaking of chips, the chips are on the table for this next segment, my friend, which I always really enjoy doing. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Play it loud. Play it from the fucking rooftops. Yeah.
Did it.
All right, Ty, you spin the wheel.
All right, ready? That's
my jam. Go, baby. There we go.
Come on, $1.
Category for this My Jam segment, the 20th episode of The Earful, is Okay, that's kind of weird. Guilty 90s club jams. Okay, sure. That's, I guess, well, if that's what people wanted, if they really just needed to know that about us. I'll go first, Ty. Sure, I'll let this weird 90s skeleton out of this closet. You know, there's always that kind of one song which, like, takes you back to the 90s. And when I grew up in the 90s, it was like I was in my adolescence, so I was young, going to dances. House music was the fucking king. It was just everything.
Oh, yeah, man.
And the best part about the 90s is, in reality, you could line every 90s dance song up and it would match BPMs perfectly. So DJs were so lazy in the 90s, honestly.
I agree completely with that.
Okay, so...
There's gems in the rough. But.
Yeah, there are gems. Like this one.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine would be Corona Rhythm of the Night. Why? Because every time I hear this song, I am literally transported back to a dance floor in the 1990s. And if you're not, there is something wrong with you. And you just weren't doing enough drugs back then.
I'm doing the, you know, the classic head nod.
Let it take you there. You were waiting for Marky Mark to start rapping, but he never does. Yeah, so guilty as charged. Okay, Corona, rhythm of the night. Now, Ty, I gotta be honest, man. Like, you blew my mind with your selection here.
I mean, come on, man.
I guess it's a moniker
story you said.
All right, that's true. All right, and I guess we're all, you know, the guilty pleasure, and this kind of does describe Ty, because he really likes to party.
He really
likes to party. Ty does.
I have multiple girls that have different ways to dance at me with this song.
That's the best. And what a visual. If you lived under a rock in the 90s, this is the Venga Boys. We like to party. And man, they like to party. And man, all I can ever think about is the Six Flags Zoo.
Oh!
So, Ty, what are some of the ways girls would dance on you? You need to now describe this. You can't let that out of the bag.
Well, there was...
You were such a
really
tall... You were always a tall dude, so I can imagine. It's like climbing a beanstalk.
Yeah, so doing, like, you know, the extreme booty dances, I got to require myself to get real low, too, which I was pretty good at, you know.
Right. You getting low, huh?
Gotta get low, man. Gotta get down there. Dirty's down low.
Yeah, Dirty is down low. I'll give you that. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for, like, following us along on this funktastic journey that was our 20th episode, 20,000 Earfuls Under the Funk. We hope you liked every track we played. If you'd hated them, too bad. You still did listen to them, so ha-ha. And we like to do this thing at least once a week. We always put it up on www.onoearful.com, which you can listen to all past episodes. You can even go over to Spotify and find us on Spotify, Oh No Radio Show. All the playlists are on there that we're playing on these shows, and you should just eat them up because there's so much free music on it. But yeah, we're going to keep this going. Wow, this is number 20. And honestly, 20, the
high five,
brother. Invisible high five. Funky high five. I feel you, Ty. And it's always our duty at the end to take you out with a track. Thank you again for listening to The Earful. I am Tom.
I am Ty.
And cheers to those ears, baby. We're going to go out with Jungle Fire.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you soon.
Thank you guys.
Later.
Keep funky.
We hope you enjoyed the music.
Full of red hot rhythm, who could?